game for the whole year. So if you look good with a big old butt, live in your own crib and make your own bucks. Hit me up, TreyPlus.com, and tell me where you from. Smoke out, choke out, we get off the chain like we just broke out. You don't know about me, J-Guy. When I come through, all the haters get hot. Cause I got more hoes, more gang, more cheese in the bank, more rain. My dogs on dubs, sure as ain't. My dogs do whatever, do a game. We them niggas, that's gon' make you get up out your seat. We on play, we take it to the house. M.I.A., take it to the house. This the way we take it to the house. Take it to the house.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Yeah, hi. Hi. Yeah, hi. Hi.
Hey, welcome back to Mothership Connection, your place for electrical outlets and
cutie pies. You guys ready to meet a cutie pie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. As we belly flop into March, as February, the witching month, comes to an end, February sucks. Love stinks is like the theme song of February. Valentine's Day, it's stupid. February's stupid. You know what I mean? It's cold, it sucks. It's a leap year this year, so it's Ja Rule's fucking birthday. 2/2/1976, wake up, bitches, I'm born. That's one of his lines, I think. That's how I always remember that he was born in a leap year, because that line. 2/2/1976, bitch, I'm born. But, yeah, February just is stupid. You know, March usually flies right by, and then we whistle our way into April, and then we splash lagoon ourselves into May, and then before you know it, it's Christmas. But thanks for listening to the last episode we did on the Kingsman movies. I actually went home after the episode and watched the second one, and it is even better than I remembered, baby. Ooh, them tits is better than I remember, baby. We're going to Red Lobster tonight because them tits is on fire. Get some of that firecracker shrimp. Some of those Cheddar Bay biscuits, which are absolutely fucking phenomenal. If you look in your local grocery's frozen aisle, you'll notice that they have Red Lobster brand shrimp that is breaded in the Cheddar Bay biscuit breading. And it is out of this world. It's extraterrestrial, dudes. It's pretty good, if I'm saying. Well, okay. But, yeah, thanks for listening. The Kingsman movie is good. I believe I'm going to go watch that movie. I watch it like probably 3 or 4 times a year, probably. That movie Slackers with Jason Segel and Jason Schwartzman and the kid from, oh my God, Pete and Pete and, Devon Sawa. It's a good movie. And the girl from, Jamie King's in it. She was one of the pilots in Starship Troopers, don't you know? And what's her name? What's the Donna from that 70s show? It's a good movie. It's from 2002, 2001, 2002. It's a good movie. Can't turn down a Jason Segel movie. And Donna's hot the whole movie. Yeah, it's good stuff. I'll probably watch that tonight. I don't know. I can't tell you what I'm going to be doing because I don't fucking know. You know? But I'm an artist. Sorry, my throat. I'm really sorry about that. I think it's more spiritual than anything else. I've been getting attacked by some Dementors lately. It happens. We're all under siege by a demonic, satanic force that controls this world. So it happens. And all the evil, in case you weren't aware, emanates from Saturn. that's why all the evil people worship Saturn. They have their black cubes of Saturn all over the world. So, yeah, so you can go ahead and thank Saturn for all the evil in the world. I can thank Venus for all the bitchy women out there. She's got it. Was it Venus sings that song? I'm your Venus. I'm your shining rody bird. I think that was in a Razor commercial, like, a lot. I always liked the Snake Light commercial. I'm the incredible Snake Light. The incredible Snake Light. I go around, 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 around. What a great invention the snake light is, anyway, honestly. Hook, clip that shit to your bed, twist it all over you, all around you, you know what I mean? What's better than a flashlight that twists all over the bed? Because I'm a snake light, the incredible snake light. I always tell people David Lee Roth did that commercial, and he very well might have. But that's one of those many fun facts that I just say without knowing they're true or not. Oh, that was kind of weird. I'm sorry about that. I told you, I mean, it's spiritual. I have Dementors attacking my throat. Probably some kind of government watch list for outrageous podcasting. But, yeah, I always say David Lee Roth sang the Snake Light commercial. He very well could have. The time frame, the popularity, the voice, everything matches up. But yeah, YouTube, the Snake Light commercial was great. The ultimate, like, late 80s, early 90s bedroom accessory was the Snake Light and the Clapper. I hope they still make the Clapper. What a great invention that is. Clap your fucking light on, clap it off, you know? And I noticed in Walmart, when I was sauntering around Walmart the other day, that they have those ceiling fans where the fans look like big, huge leaves. That's pretty cool. You know, I'm a man and I probably shouldn't like that kind of thing, but I thought it was pretty cool. I love the wilderness aesthetic of things, you know? But yeah. But thanks for listening about the Kingsman. I hope you were jetpacked into doing it, thrusting into watching it, if you will. And you will. I hope every window in your house broke from you laughing so hard that you busted a gut. I gotta go buy a new belt, baby, because I just busted a gut.
Get me one too, you wank!
But, I don't know. Girls still wear belts? I don't think I've ever seen them wearing belts. I always get weirded out when people can just walk around all day without a belt on. I don't know. I just think that you shouldn't be beltless. It's kind of a big risk there. And there's nobody, and I mean nobody, in the world braver than somebody who leaves the house before they take a shit. And I am serious. If you're the kind of person that can leave and go out for the night before you fucking take a shit, then you are, like, brave beyond belief. Seriously. I can never do that. I don't go anywhere until I shit. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? I refuse to ever have to use a public bathroom for that purpose if I can avoid it. Seriously. Like, I'm not fucking taking a non-domestic shit. Are you fucking kidding me? And how could you go out for a night of fun knowing you haven't done that yet? That would just always be in the back of your mind. Like, I'm probably going to have to shit sometime. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. But if you go outside for the night, if you leave your house, get them keys out of the bowl or off the rack, wherever you keep your keys, preferably in a bowl, because that's such like a 90s sitcom thing. And you just go out with your friends or whoever before you take a shit. Kudos to you, because I can never do that. I could never. I couldn't. I don't know how people do that kind of shit. I don't know. Shitting to me is just like, I hate it. It's like the most humiliating thing in the world. It's just a humiliating waste of time. You know what I mean? Like, why couldn't God just have given us like a tray you can pull out that regrows itself? Where you just like pull the tray out of your belly button, dispose of it, and a new one grows, and that's like how you get rid of waste. You know? I don't know. That's just something I would ask the creator if I ever meet him. And it is a him, by the way. Don't let these feminists fucking pucker your opinion about things. Basically what I'm saying is don't let tits distract you into agreeing with something you don't agree with. You know, that's a life lesson all boys should learn. I believe they warned us about that in Belle Biv DeVoe's song Poison, where they advise us to not trust a big butt and a smile, which is a very good PSA, by the way. Don't allow yourself to get drug out to sea by a big smile and a big ass. But yeah, but today I'm going to talk about an episode. I'm not talking about an episode. Are you fucking kidding? Are you out of your mind? You goof.
You little disease.
No, but I did want to announce, in case if you're keeping count out there, you're probably not, because why would you? I mean, honestly, why would you keep count of what episode it is? But today, we are bullfrogging into season 30. This is episode 1 of season 30. So this is the 150th episode of Mothership Connection. If this was a TV show, there would be a clip show, you know? And I wish I knew how to edit any of these to try to make like a best of clip show. Maybe one day I'll do that. One day. Remember Modest Yahoo? Yahoo! That was Yahoo's website's slogan before. www.yahoo.com. No, kids, not yoohoo.com. It's Yahoo. Oh, that's equally as bad. But yeah, welcome to season 30. I hope your bindle's full of all your belongings so you can hit the road, Jack. Hit the road, sucker. But yeah, thanks for the long journey. It's been a long journey. Season 30 is here. We're prepared. We will get through this together. Yeah.
Just like a rainy night in Vegas, we'll get through it together. You know, you don't mess with the union. You can mess with nobody else but the union. You know, we got leather jackets and fat guys and everything else. We're going to get those negotiations done tonight. You know what I mean?
And puts a cigar out like on a baby duck or something ridiculous. Yeah,
those ducks don't fuck with us. They don't fuck with us no good.
But today's episode is going to be kind of a shift in topics here. It's neither movies nor music nor TV nor conspiracy. This episode is going to be a nice brisk walk down go fuck yourself lane.
Yeah, take me to Orgasmville, baby. Population me.
But I know we're just going to talk about amusement parks. Yeah, why not? It's a fun topic. I also want to do an episode at some point here. God, my voice sounds so stupid. I don't know. My voice is like it sounded weird to me for the first time in my life. I don't know what that means.
Probably 6 more weeks of summer. Wasn't that a Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. JGL.
But, yeah, we're just going to talk about amusement parks. This is going to be a nice, fun, light episode. I've only been to a handful in my life. I'm not the biggest amusement. I like amusement parks. I just don't like roller coasters. I don't like big heights that I'm in high speeds I'm not in control of. And that is the exact thing that happens on a roller coaster. Also, for my little ticker condition, my heart condition there. I'm really not supposed to be going on roller coasters. And I don't like them. And I don't fit on them. And I don't like them. But I do like going to Kennywood. I just don't ride anything other than if the Music Express is even still a thing. I'm not sure if it is. And the Raging Rapids. And the Turtle. I'll go on the fucking Turtle. You know what I mean?
Light and easy on the Turtle ride. Polish your shell. Stop over the side. Big old fence that you really can't jump. Kennywood, let's hump.
I don't know. And the kangaroo is okay, too. I don't know. I just don't ride. Like, the last actual... I'll say that for the actual episode. Let's get into it. Hey, yeah, like I said, let's get into the episode. Let's talk about some amusement parks, bitches.
Clap, clap, clap. Right that ass. Clap, 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 clap. Down to take a nap. Clap, clap, clap. Bippity-bop, bop. Clap, clap, clap.
Then you do it. Yeah, so like I was saying, I haven't been on like a lot of roller coasters in my life for various reasons, at various times in my life, you know, since I showed up on this place 38 years ago, soon to be 39. Ugh. Ugh. You know? Ugh. Your age shouldn't match the times you've thrown up in your life. Yeah, I've only thrown up 38 times. So I guess I'm going to have to throw up one more time between now and May 8th. Gonna go ahead and upchuck. I don't know. I don't throw up very often. And if I had to, guess, I probably am lying about throwing up 38 times. Not that, but I don't throw up that much. You know, I'm genuinely not a big throw upper. I know a lot of people throw up on purpose for attention, but I don't do that kind of thing. You know, I'm just a boy. You know, what do you want from me? But yeah, I think the last real roller coaster I was on was the Racer. Maybe the Thunderbolt. Probably the Racer. It was that Fright Night like 20 years ago. That infamous Fright Night when he got kicked out of the park. that whole night is still like a hilarious memory. When we were fucking with the guy running the Music Express, we just kept asking him what happened. And we rode the Music Express for like an hour straight and just kept asking the guy what happened. What happened? It was all from that movie, The Mighty Wind. Whenever, I can't think of his name right now, but he's just like, hey, what happened? I don't know why I can't think of his name. You know who I'm talking about. But we just kept asking the guy, what happened? What happened? What happened? And we're on the ride while the ride's going around. It's like, what happened? What happened? And then he's like, I'm calling security. And we were like, why? What happened? Oh my God. It was so stupid, but so funny. Oh, yeah. That was Fright Night 2003, 2004, around that time. I had one of the best gyros of my life there. I can still taste that memory. Oh, dude, that gyro was insane. They cut it right off the leg in front of you. Oh, the tzatziki sauce was homemade. Oh, the pita bread wasn't very burnt. Oh, what a great time. And then we were heckling when they were trouble, and we were in the Hall of Mirrors with the clowns and shit. We were like heckling the guy that was telling the haunting story. And we were being jackasses and probably ruined it for people. But you know what? We were like 18. 17, 18 probably. Yeah, definitely 18. What do you want from me? You know what I mean? Just a boy. But yeah, that was a really good memory of Kennywood from Fright Night 2004. I don't think they do Fright Night anymore. They do like Halloween time, where during the day it's like normal stuff, and then at night it's kind of like that. But before it used to be like straight up, like Fright Night was like straight up Haunted House City. You know what I mean? Still never fulfilled my wish of getting a blowjob inside Noah's Ark, but you know, never say never, right?
The river winds on forever, so you might get a BJ inside Noah's Ark. We don't know. We don't know circumstances from now to whatever.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome, I think. Especially if it happened like right on that whale's tongue. That would just be great. Yeah. But yeah, so the Racer is definitely the last ride that I actually, like a legitimate roller coaster I've been on. I think I was on the Mine Ride after the Racer, but I don't know if the Mine Ride, which I'm not even sure if it's there anymore. I'm going to be saying that a lot about Kennywood. I'm going to be saying, I don't even know if that's there anymore. Because I only go to Kennywood still for the holiday, the Christmas thing, which is just fantastic. If you've never been to the Christmas thing that they do at Kennywood, I highly suggest you go. It's definitely like, it's worth the $25. It's awesome. Been there, what, 4 years in a row now, maybe five. It's definitely one of my favorite things to do though. It's fucking awesome. I would love to go with anybody can go. Garrett goes, you can go, you can ride with Garrett. You can see me there. You can see a silhouette at the potato patch stand, French fry thing, and think it's me maybe. And then I post a picture on Twitter of me not being there and be like, oh yeah. But yeah, it's just a great place during Christmas. I highly suggest it. I go every year. So if you ever want a tour guide down in that Kennywood holiday shit, I know where all the best hot chocolate's at, bitch. And they have a big train presentation inside the one part. Some of the rides are open, and there's a kid's land and a petting zoo and holiday food and shit. Dude, it's awesome. It really is. I'm sure Dave DiCello's there. Hey, I'm Dave DiCello. I've been taking the same picture of the same shit for 20 years. All the girls love me because I'm a fucking dickhead. Dude takes good pictures, but you know what? You can only take the same picture for 10 decades. 20 decades. 10 decades. 2 decades. 2 decades. Hey, I just got done working here. You know what? You ever worked out of the mill? You chopping those atoms all day up, you know? In my lunch break, my sister didn't make me lunch today, so I had to go down to the company truck there, and all they had was tuna fish and what else was there? A chicken salad. You want to know something funny about tuna? You can tuna piano, but you can't tuna fish. Ain't that right, Greggy? You got it, Greggy. X is have holes. Panties have holes. Donuts have holes. It's Frankie and Greggy plumbing in the morning. Yo, yo. Make sure you go down to Kennywood and come over to Frankie and Greggy's plumbing school. We'll teach you how to unclog and clog.
We'll teach you how to twist the wrench right, twist the left, get some new washers on your there, install a new sink, and maybe, I don't know, get some good toilet tank going there. Frankie and Greggy in the morning. Frankie and Greggy. Isn't that right, Frankie? You got a Greggy.
Or wait, no. It's,
isn't that right, Greggy? You got a Greggy. Frankie and Greggy in the morning. Plumbing in the morning.
That would be funny if there was like a plumbing stand at Kennywood to teach you how to plumb. But yes, we're gonna talk about amusement parks here. Like I said, if you're anything like me, you're 6'2" and your name's Garrett. Stole that joke. It's a great joke. That's why I stole it. But I don't know if you're anything like us. And you grew up in Pittsburgh and everything. You know the parks. You've Kennywood. Your family probably took a trip out to Cedar Point in Ohio. There used to be like a Cedar Point infomercial that I would call every year to get the free booklet when I was a little kid, and I thought it was so cool that I could call the number and be like, "Hey, can I get the booklet about your park?" And they'd be like, "Sure thing, kid. Little word of advice for you. Life sucks." Goodbye, and hung the phone up. No, but I used to always get the call the Kennywood number or the Cedar Point number when the infomercial would come on to be like to try to get the booklet every year, because I thought that was cool. Because when you're younger and you get mail, you think it's fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Even if it's a fake T-shirt, fake No Fear T-shirt from the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team. I mean, I don't know who did that. Dominique Mochianu. Splitting them hairs. I don't know. But, yeah, so you grew up in Pittsburgh, so it's Kennywood. Like I said, your family probably took a trip to Cedar Point, I would imagine. Geauga Lake. I have very fond memories of Conneaut Lake. I always tell people I went to White Swan Park, and I might have. But I also might have been too young to even remember it if I did. But I always say, oh, it was a White Swan Park. For those of you that are transplants to the area and don't remember, or you're just too fucking young, like a bunch of fucking dildos, White Swan Park was over by where the airport currently is, because the airport used to be in Moon. And I guess where it's at now, is that still considered Moon, or is that considered, whatever, Clinton? I don't know. But the airport used to be somewhere else, and where the airport is now, that's where White Swan Park was. And if you watch the Goldbergs, they mentioned White Swan Park quite a few times. That show was okay until George Segal died. And then the dad was diddling somebody or something. So they kept him on the show, but they like CGI'd him instead. Plus, every single episode of that show was the same. The daughter was pretty hot. So that was always worth watching. And some of the nostalgic stuff was obviously cool. Like, I'm a big sucker for nostalgia. Everybody is, I think, really. It takes your soul back to a certain time. But, I don't know. I mean, I love nostalgia. I'll reminisce until the fucking tits come home. You know what I mean? I'll lick tits all night until the tits come home. I love nostalgia. I really do. That's the whole point of that sentence. Period at the end. Thank you, sir.
Let me get my typewriter out so I can finish my sentence. And then they said I can have a sip of chocolate milk when I'm dead. Out of my little rubber ducky cup.
Everybody had a little rubber ducky sippy cup. Everyone fucking did. Don't say that you didn't. You know what I mean? Get out of here. I'm trying to act like you didn't have a rubber ducky sippy cup. So yeah, but amusement parks, they're a great thing. They're kind of like malls. Like I always say, I love the mall. Malls are like a tribute to fucking capitalism, a tribute to the American dream and everything else. And I would say that, I wanted to mention, too, Sandcastle is always a good local thing, too. I love Sandcastle. I'll get to it later.
That's on the docket. Bullet point B, number C. Give me my cigar. Let me sign my union contract, and I'll get out of your toes, okay? I'll get out of your toes.
But amusement parks, like I said, I equate them to malls as far as just, like, the American dream, capitalism at its finest. Where is that storybook village where the Berenstain Bears were? Everybody that grew up here went to that same park. Was that Conneaut? Were the Berenstain Bears at Conneaut Park or at Geauga Lake? Or was it completely, was like Storytime Village something else? But anyway, like, I mean, think about amusement parks. Like, what are your fond memories of amusement parks besides, like, it being fucking super hot and sweaty, wearing, like, really neon sunglasses, you know, like, watching pretty girls walk around sipping lemonade out of those alligator cups. Those kind of, like, early Kennywood memories when it's near and dear to your heart. Or it would be, like, Moon High School Day at Kennywood, and you'd see all your contemporaries, all your well-wishers, all your classmates, if you will. You'd see them there, and possibly with their families, so they act shy, even though they're not shy, and then you act shy, even though you're not shy. I'm not shy at all. If you know me, I'm not fucking shy. Know what I'm saying? I'll rub elbows with the best of them, Greky! But, yeah, I'm not fucking shy. Are you fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my face! Who is that? Little Iron Ducky. Isn't that rapper Iron Ducky? But amusement parks, like I said, there's great memories of sexy girls when you're growing up drinking lemonade out of the alligator cup or, you know, buying the because Kennywood always had, like, really bright colored neon shirts and water bottles and stuff like that. You know, those kind of things. Those kind of nice memories that stick with you. Or, like, the stuffed animals at Kennywood or the food. Like, obviously, everybody loves the potato patch fries. How could you not? How can I not? How can I not? How can I not? But seriously, potato patch fries, there's nothing better than fucking French fries and piping hot cheese dip in 100-degree weather at a theme park, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Mountain Crayons? I love potato patch fries. I know Kenny, Giant Eagles sold them for a while in their frozen food aisle. It's like, dude, this ain't the fucking same. And you don't have the right cheese dip for this shit. It's just not the same. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with, like, a lot of stores, like, sell their stuff in, like, the frozen aisle. Now, like, Moe's, for example. Moe's sells, like, Moe's food you can get in the frozen food aisle. It's not the same. Just fucking go into Moe's. You know what I mean? I love Moe's. Seriously. Chipotle is such a bag of shit, dick-knuckle place compared to Moe's. But Chipotle is bigger and brands itself better. But Moe's is better. Most food's better. You know what I mean? Remember Baja Fresh? Baja Fresh was fucking awesome. Whatever happened to that place? Oh, it's probably a Panera Bread now. Oh, Panera Bread. Do you know my wife? My wife eats a Panera Bread. Do you know her? I'm trying to find my wife. I just need to find my wife. No, it's Panera Bread. It's lost its luster. I used to fucking love Panera Bread. Bacon Turkey Bravo, forget about it. But their soup's not as good anymore. And then the Bacon Turkey Bravos, they don't use the same kind of meat anymore. And it's just, Panera Bread used to be awesome. I used to get Panera Bread at least once a month. Maybe twice a month if I was feeling randy.
If I was feeling randy.
But it's just not as good anymore. But that's where Baja Fresh was, right? Right, Zach? Isn't that where Baja Fresh was? I'm talking to you. If you're listening. It was over where Panera Bread is by the Sprint store, which isn't even there anymore. Over by Walmart, like across from Purgatory. I guess that would be now. That's where Baja Fresh was. But Baja Fresh was great. Or was it over where the Exchange is? I don't know. I don't know now. I'm not sure. Or was it both places? No, Baja Fresh was where Panera Bread was. There was some other Mexican place that was same kind of deal. Or maybe the Baja Fresh closed the Panera location and moved to where the Exchange was or is now. Because the Exchange was next to where the Exchange is now, and it was a lot smaller. Oh, God, I don't remember now. I don't know what I said. Oh, I don't remember. That was a hilarious Trump moment. But I don't know. Is that where Baja Fresh was? It's going to piss me off. I really think it was up where Panera Bread is now. But no, it couldn't be. It couldn't be, because Panera Bread was there when we were in high school. I remember. Yeah, so it's, Baja Fresh was over where the Exchange currently is. That's correct. Because I remember, because Panera Bread opened right when the mall did. And I remember going to the mall when it first opened. And then we went to Panera Bread afterward to try Panera Bread. I still remember when Robinson Mall opened. And the opening day there, I got a nice pair of hobo gloves from American Eagle. And they were really great. And I don't know whatever happened to them. But that was probably the best. That's the only thing I've ever bought from American Eagle, by the way. They have a shop there, by the way. I just don't like American Eagle clothing. You know what I mean? God bless them for having stage AE, American Eagle stage. Yeah, that's the only thing I ever bought there. But I distinctly remember when the mall opened, because it was right around like SAT time too. Going to the mall, getting hobo gloves, and then we were all convened at Panera Bread and tried that. So yeah, Baja Fresh was definitely over where the exchange currently is. That's correct. It was something after that, before the exchange moved into the bigger part of it. But it was that's definitely where Baja Fresh was. But it was really good. Is the point I'm trying to make. And the other point I'm trying to make is you can't just slap your company's name on some frozen food bullshit and then be like, oh yeah, this is just as good. It's like, no, it's not. And I talk about this all the time with like frozen pizzas and shit. It's like the average cost of a frozen pizza is $8.99. It's not the same quality. You have to cook it, which is fucking annoying. You got to turn your oven on and clean it and make sure you don't burn your fucking house down. So the average, let's say you get a large pizza, DiGiorno, which is the worst frozen pizza, by the way. The only acceptable frozen pizza is Tombstone and maybe Jack's. Tombstone for sure is acceptable, but DiGiorno sucks. Like those commercials where it's like, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. Let me put my hand inside this fermented taxidermied eagle to prove my point. Yes. No, it's not. DiGiorno fucking sucks. And if I was at someone's house, and I don't care if they gave me DiGiorno pizza, but if they tried to play it off like it was delivery, I would punch that pizza right in the middle, make it blow up everywhere, and leave that party. You know? I would make that pumpkin explode. That's like when you punch somebody out in the world and they blow up, and it's like, oh, they were made of pumpkin. That's how hard I would punch the pizza. Not because you were serving me frozen pizza, it's because you were trying to play it off. Play it off. Like, I don't know what fucking DiGiorno tastes like or what the difference between a frozen pizza and an actual pizza from a pizza place. You shouldn't try to deceive your friends. You know what I mean? I would be offended not at the fact that it was frozen pizza, because I don't fucking care. I don't expect people to feed me when I go to their house. I know that's the thing, and Everybody Loves Raymond. That fucking terrible show with that asshole Ray Romano. It's like, oh, you come over anyone's house, they better feed you. And the mother's always like, oh, Raymond, let me fix you something. Don't you have any ginger ale? Although you should have ginger ale for your guests at all times. That's something I will agree with the Barones about. But fuck Ray Romano. Dude's a fucking flannel-wearing dickhead psyop. Him and Tim Allen both. I've already talked about it ad nauseum. You know what I mean. But yeah, don't try to deceive your friends. Who the fuck is texting me? Speaking of friends. but don't try to deceive your friends in any kind of arena. You know what I mean? Like if I didn't order a pizza, but there was pizza, I'm like, oh yeah, that's from the frozen aisle. It's whatever brand. I wouldn't be like, oh man, that's from Johnny C's down the street. The only place for pizza around here, you know. Blah. No, I'd be like, hey man, sorry. Like you know, money's tight, so I got a DiGiorno. I didn't get the whatever. You know what I mean? But the point I'm trying to make here, because this is really related to theme parks, is the average frozen pizza, you're saving like $1.50. Like, get the real pizza. You know what I mean? Pizza should be a treat. Pizza shouldn't be something you settle for. You know what I mean? Like, get the pizza and pay the extra $1.50 and just don't get yourself some fucking Rolaids or Mentos or, you know, that extra bottle of fucking fig juice or something at Sheetz. Which, speaking of Sheetz, I always bash Sheetz a lot and they deserve it. But I will say, I did go through their car wash recently. The one in Robinson, like the second Sheetz, not the first Sheetz. I refuse to go to the first Sheetz in Robinson because that place is such a fucking hotbed for just fucking dickheads and bitches. But, so I always will drive the extra, like, mile and a half, 2 miles down the road to go to the second Sheetz. It's bigger, it's nicer, it's not as crowded with fucking dickheads as the other one. But, so I went through their car wash. I got the cheapest one, which I think was $8, which isn't really cheap for a car wash, honestly. But I will tell you, it fucking cleaned my car real good. It was painless, it was seamless. So I'll give Sheetz an A+ on their car wash. I've never been to a Wet Go, that was that Giant Eagle's fucking car wash. And they're not even near, like, Get Go's. It's like, dude, fuck off. You can have some standalone thing called Wet Go. If you weren't from around here and didn't realize I was John Inkle, you'd probably be like, what the fuck's a Wetco? You know?
Wetco of me. Wetco! Wetco of me!
That just reminds me of kids fighting over, like, fucking water guns. It's like, give it! Give it! I hate when people say, give it. In that situation. You know, siblings just tugging on a water gun. Give it! Give it here! Give it! I hate that shit. But anyway, I digress. A lot. Just like Brandon Boyd said in his song, Crow Left of the Murder. Off the album, Crow Left of the Murder. Even straight roads meander. Take that as you will, and you will. Put your blanket on your trunk and close it up. There's a lot of pumpkins that need punching. But yeah, so when you think of Kennywood, what's the immediate thing that pops in your head? So when you think about Kennywood, like what's the first memory that comes in your mind? Is it probably like when you first walk in and you got to go down those little ramps into the actual park? Is it like the sounds that you hear, like the of the roller coasters going while you're parking? And the Kennywood parking lot is huge. It's so fucking big, man. You know what I mean? Like, you really got to walk, man. You just got to walk. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. That's like the ultimate. That's like a funny. You know how baseball players come out to certain songs? Like, that's a really funny song for them to come out to.
Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it
out. Either that or, I think they like me. Oh, I think they like me. But, for me, Kennywood, it's just like the sights, the sounds, the smells. Kenny the Kangaroo, when you first get in there. Don't take your little keychain that has a little pocket knife on it, because I'll take it. I always forget. Every Christmas, I end up losing mine, because I always forget. And then I have a bad Christmas next day, because I can't use my knife to open my present. You know, Mama, she had the best presents. Oh, my ma. She had the best present. She would take the wrapping paper and she'd have a bow and she would tie the bow. Even though she was working her third job as a call center lady, she'd have to answer the phones. But Mama, she would wrap the presents for me and my little brother. And the gifts, they were just stacked gleefully. They were so good, my ma. Yeah, my ma, she packed the presents. She wrapped her presents real good, my ma. Mama wrapped the presents. I fucking hate that guy.
Mama made the sauce. Mama made sauce. She made sauce. She made Christmas sauce, and she would draw a little Rudolph on the front of the jar. And we would leave Santa, we would leave him out pig's feet and hog giles and pickled tomatoes and a little array of charcuterie board. You know, my ma, she said Santa loves cold cuts, and I never believed her because my ma, she liked to joke around.
What a stupid character, but he's funny.
Because Mama made sauce. She made Christmas sauce. She made Easter sauce.
Yeah, but anyway, the sights and sounds of Kennywood are what I like. You know, like I said, the pretty fucking girls. Because girls fucking slank it. They go all out of the Kennywood, man. They got their fucking pussy shorts on. They got their tank tops with their bras hanging out. They got the little finger watches. Remember finger watches? They used to wear those. I think the most pointless invention ever was like the ankle watch. How the fuck are you supposed to fucking read an ankle watch? And also, speaking of watches, why the fuck does Stevie Wonder wear a watch?
Yeah.
But, so when you first come into Kennywood, we all know this. We've all been there, right?
What we gonna do about your baby at Kennywood, huh? You got all wet from the raging rapids, and now your nipples are showing for everybody.
That's a mistake you shouldn't make, because you shouldn't ride the raging rapids first, because you'll get chafed beyond repair. If I have one word of advice to anybody in this world, is don't ride the water rides first, because then you're going to walk around in soggy-ass clothes and shoes all day. Then you need so much Gold Bond and so much baby powder, your balls will probably become inefficient.
Your balls are redundantly chafed. Or you might have to go with the heavy duty bomb. Put some Tiger Bomb on your testicles there. And put a little pea-sized amount of the Tiger Bomb in between your balls and your BH. We call it the ABC, the ass ball connector there. It's like, is that a medical term? It's like, shut up, sir. You're under my care. You're under my care now, sir. You do what I say. You know Balky from Perfect Strangers? I base my life off him.
You know that show Perfect Strangers, the dumbest part, the ending of that show, was Balky's cousin was actually across the hall. So you want to tell me that, what was it, 5 seasons worth of episodes, they never bumped into each other? Like, oh, hey, this is my actual cousin. But that's what made the 80s great, is they didn't fucking care about that kind of thing. The show went on. But, no, so when you go in Kennywood, and there's people were driving on route, what was it? Was it route whatever in Kennywood, the little cars that are on the track, and then you go over, and there's, like, the little water thing with the log that drives you around, then there's the train place, and, you know, you got the fucking souvenirs and that big top hat. That's where the Roto-Rooter used to be, which was, like, such a dangerous, disgusting ride. The Roto-Rooter was one of those rides where it just spun, and, like, you went up, so it felt like the floor was going down, and that was just not a good ride. And then there's the bathrooms and just like it's like Zippy Zog's restaurant or something. It's really gross. The restaurant in Kennywood is really disgusting. Like the standalone restaurant, not the one that's like a big food court. The actual like stand. I think it's actually called like Rockets or something stupid. But it's really disgusting. Then they have like the spider ride that's kind of like the magic carpet or the pirate ship. Which fuck the pirate ship, dude. I'm not riding no pirate ship, bro. You know what I mean? And same thing with the magic carpet. If you get on the very back of the magic carpet, like you're a fucking idiot. I'm the idiot that does that. Same thing with the pirate ship. If you're on the very back of the pirate ship, it's like, I'm going to fall forward and die. Remember when that lady killed that kid at Cedar Point? She was on the Iron Dragon and he was trying to get his hat back like a fucking dip ass motherfucker. And the ride came and she just kicked him in the head. She didn't do it on purpose. And they decapitated him. It knocked his fucking head off. Like, dude, it's a hat. Oh, man. Jeez. Fuck. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine getting a phone call being like, we're going to tell you here that your child got his head kicked off trying to retrieve his hat that fell off on the Iron Dragon at Cedar Point. Cedar Point also has the mousetrap, which is pretty cool. I'm not sure if they still have it. I haven't been to Cedar Point since high school. And probably, I'm talking like 10th grade, probably. I remember they had that really gross restaurant. It was called like the Silver Dollar restaurant or something. It was real gross. There was just like gum everywhere. Chewed gum everywhere is what I'm talking about. But Kennywood has like the pirate ship. They have the kangaroo, the turtle. I don't know what the current iteration of the Steel Phantom is. But I remember when the Steel Phantom came out, it was like 1994. It was a huge nut bust when the Steel Phantom came out. There were shirts and hats and fucking cups and drinks and everything. It was, the Steel Phantom was a big deal. And then it became, what was it, the Phantom's Revenge? And isn't it like a Steelers-themed fucking roller coaster now or something stupid? I don't know. It probably is. Everything that's stupid in this town is Steelers-related. It is. The Yinzers, like I say, I love Pittsburgh, but Yinzers are just, they're unbearable sometimes. Most of the time. What else is Kennywood got? Okay, they have the Thunderbolt, which is, isn't that the oldest wooden roller coaster on the East Coast, I believe? Or was it the first wooden roller coaster? I don't know. The Thunderbolt, I've been on the Thunderbolt once. It's okay. It kind of like jerks your neck around real bad. The Racer, of course, we've all been on. I haven't been on any of the stuff in the new Alien Park where it's like Area 420 or Area 412 where it's all the alien-themed rides and shit. I think they just did that last summer. I wouldn't get on them because I don't ride roller coasters anymore, but or really ever consistently in my life if I rode them. But I think that's new. That's a cool concept. I remember whenever they came out with Lost Kennywood, that was marketing genius. It's like, we expanded the park a little bit, and we're going to call it Lost Kennywood and make it feel like it did way back when. And I think we're, like, desensitized to it since Kennywood's just, like, in Pittsburgh. But it's, like, one of the top theme parks, like, in the world. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that you kind of just take for granted. That it's, like, such a huge thing. Because there's, like, a whole subpopulation, like a subreddit population of the world that, like, loves roller coasters. So, we take a lot of stuff for granted in Pittsburgh as far as, like, having, like, really unique, cool shit. But, yeah, Kennywood's, like, one of the top parks in the fucking whole world, which is crazy. You know what I mean? They filmed that horrible movie there. I don't even remember the name of it now. Ventureland. That piece of shit, Jesse Eisenberg, and that fucking tranny, Kristen Stewart. Ryan Reynolds was in it. They filmed some of it at the Stardust and Moon. Some kid we used to play hockey with, band, was in that scene. It was just a horrible movie. And it shouldn't have been. There were so many good people in it outside of the main two stars of Eisenberg and Stewart. Jesse Eisenberg is such a pretentious piece of shit. He was on Conan's podcast recently, and he's just such a fucking smug fucking dickhead who I would love to just uppercut through the firmament, right through the dome we live under, and just let him rot in the waters above. Because that's how you get to space, boys and girls. You go through the bottom of the ocean and you come out at the top. We live in the fucking dome. Flat Earth in the dome. As so above, as above, as below. Waters above, waters below. That's what we do. But anyway, I'd like to beat the fucking piss out of Jesse Eisenberg. And Kristen Stewart's a man. I saw those Twilight movies. She was fucking slanking a pickle the whole time. But that was a horrible movie. But Kennywood's really great. I think so. Even though if I ever go, like, and it's not Christmas time, I'll just, like, walk around. I might get on the Music Express or the Kangaroo or the Turtle, and I'll definitely get some fries. Definitely go in the souvenir shops. You know, it's a cool place. I think Kennywood's really cool, and I think it's awesome that we have something like that here, if I'm being honest. I'm just being honest. Oh, yeah. Honest is the best policy. Same thing with the money-back degree. Open your mouth, bitch, down south. Oh, cool. Here's this song I like. Well, I guess this is throwing up. Well, I guess this is throwing up. I remember when they played that at the talent show and Jeff Bradford was such a dickhead that Chris Siegel and them unplugged his amplifier before the song started. So he thought he was jamming out when he was really unplugged because he sucks so bad. Fuck that dude. Whoa. Whoa. Who was the girl that he said he slept with, but he was really just like banging her couch pillow and missing her vag altogether? I forget. But Jeff Bradford was such a douchebag. Same thing with Dave Coon. Fucking douche. I remember him and Chris Siegel, who I really like Chris Siegel. I think he's cool. But I remember they were playing the acoustics thing at the collage, and Chris Siegel had to tune his guitar between songs, and Dave Coon was like, oh, this is the Japanese song tuning. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean, you little Abercrombie-wearing sack of shit, Banana Republic slack-having dickhead? You know what I mean? This is the Japanese song tuning. Oh, did you see that on an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond? You fucking dick. Ugh. One thing I regret is I regret not being meaner coming up a little bit. Just like roasting people more. You know what I mean? Because I've always been such a nice guy. And I really should have been like, you know what? That was fucking gay that you said that. That was not a funny joke. Do not pass go. Do not collect money. Go straight to jail. If this was Monopoly. But yes, I look back on certain things when I should have just fucking ripped into people and I didn't. I don't know. There's always just something in me that just stops me right before I fucking freak out. You can call it intuition. You can call it my inner fox, I guess. I don't know. Foxes are definitely like my spirit animal, I would have to say. Foxes are pretty fucking sweet, man. You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying, bro? Know what I'm saying, Mountain Crimes? Yeah, but that's one of those times that I wish I would have been like, hey, you're a fucking dickhead. When I hosted, all my jokes were hysterical. Yeah. There's so many things from back then where I wish I could just... I'm fine. I'm Garrett. That's who I am. I'm not a fucking mean person. You know what I mean? I'm not a mean person. I can't be. I mean, I can be if I have to, but I really always make sure that I don't have to. But yeah, fuck those people. Fuck all of them. Fuck them all. That's right, bitch. Fuck them all. Bitch, 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 bitch. But yeah, Kennywood's just a really cool place. I think so. And I, you know, I'm sure that so many people in this area just have a great, great fond memories of Kennywood. I'm sure they do. I have a ton. I don't even go that much. Cedar Point, like I said, I haven't been to Cedar Point probably since 10th grade. We used to go probably like every other summer for a while. Cedar Point's good. They have like the Iron Dragon. They have the Mouse Trap. I remember, and this probably isn't even like their big roller coaster anymore, but they had a roller coaster. It's called like Magnum XL or something, or Magnum XXL or something like that. It was a big red roller coaster. I remember just thinking, like, my dad and my brother rode it, and I was like, I was too scared to go on. And I remember just being like, that roller coaster is so fucking big. And it's probably, like, nowadays, it's probably not even that big. But I, for whatever reason, like, the Iron Dragon always stands out in my mind about Cedar Point and everything. And Geauga Lake, we would go to, I think we went to Geauga Lake maybe two or three times, I want to say. I think my grandparents took us there one of the times. They were definitely there. Maybe the whole family just went. But from what I can remember of Geauga Lake, it was fine. I mean, how can you not have a good time at a lake? Like, seriously. What's better than just going to a lake? You know? That's like my church camp when I was growing up was in Lake Erie. Camp Lambeck. I love that place. It was awesome. Yeah. It was cool. What else? Conneaut Lake. I remember, or Conneaut Park, Conneaut Lake, whatever you want to call it. Which I think it's like slowly has been dismantled and it's just turning into like a retirement community or some kind of bullshit like that. But I remember having very fond memories of that. Same thing. I know my pap was there for that one. So my grandma must've been there too, I would assume, on my dad's side. But those are good memories. And Sandcastle, I fucking love Sandcastle. I really do. One of these days when I get my act together and I can comfortably have my shirt off in front of people, the public. I don't care about people I know, but the public, you know what I mean? They don't get to see my body. I would appreciate it. But one day when I get my act together, I'd love to go to Sandcastle and just have a good fucking time. Sandcastle's awesome. It really is. That's why I wish that they don't have the Irish Fest there anymore. It's in that like furnace place right in front of Sandcastle. So it wasn't as good, but there's like 3 or 4 years when they had the Irish Festival at Sandcastle. It was phenomenal. But Sandcastle's just a great place. You know, they got fucking Dippin' Dot machines, lots of rides, lots of food, and like all that stuff at the waterfront's right there, so you can go out to eat afterward. It's just, Sandcastle's cool. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Mountain Crayons. Oh shit, I love this song. Love this fucking song. Sorry, like the playlist is just playing in the background. I love this song. Home by the Sea, Genesis.
Fucking on that Yoder, beating on that sheaf, talking about their thing dragging life.
Fuck it. Do the Morning Sea stuff.
Fucking on that Yoder, talking on that sheaf, taking to the Skylark. Walking down to Corey, I'm just gonna get a bunch of beer from Rogan's Beverage.
Alex Humphrey. It's a great fucking song. Home by the Sea. Welcome to the Home by the Sea. Genesis. But yeah, Sandcastle's great. I don't know how the last time you've been to Sandcastle, but it's just good shit. It's just a good, nice, wholesome fucking time. You know what I mean? You got sexy girls of all appropriate age walking around in bikinis and shit. Hot moms everywhere bending over to show you their fucking starfish, their fucking balloon knot, their spatty curve. Just squid drippers everywhere. And that's not the only reason why Sandcastle's cool. The toots aren't the only reason. Like I said, you can go have a nice long day at Sandcastle. Then there's all those restaurants at the waterfront right there. You can go have a good fucking time. You know, if you want to go to the movies afterward, the movie theater is right there. You can smell like chlorine while you're watching, you know, the remake of the remake. The prequel of the remake of the remake. It's just a good fucking time, you know. I remember going to SeaWorld when we were younger, too. I think we went to SeaWorld twice. I remember being there twice, so I must have gone twice. I might have gone more. But SeaWorld was cool. I was really young, but I still remember it. I was at Disneyland, I'm told, when I was a baby, but I don't remember it at all. So I can't really comment on that. Never been to a Six Flags, never been to a Busch Gardens, but I'm sure they're... Because Busch Gardens is just like a beer theme park, right? Isn't that... I mean, right? I don't know. Never been to a Six Flags, but I'm sure it's pretty similar. Ah, something just fucking bit my leg. God, fuck. There's bugs everywhere and the weather gets nice. Bugaboo. You bugging who? You bugging me? You bugging who? A bugaboo. Yeah, those squid drippers at Sandcastle. Just want to see that bikini drop just a little bit so I can see them titties. Titties floating in the water. No, but Sandcastle really is cool. We should all go there sometime. Seriously. I want all of us to go bowling. I want all of us to go to Sandcastle. I want all of us to go to the drive-in. I want to go do stuff with everybody, you know? Before it's too late, you know? You never know when it's too late. But yeah, it's just good shit. And I don't know, if this is something that exists in the world, please let me know. But I always thought this would be cool. If they had like a music-themed theme park. And I'm not talking about like Dolly Land or Elvis Presley Land. I'm talking about like this to be a theme park with roller coasters that were like every part of the park was like a different genre of music and roller coasters were based off of that. You know what I mean? Like you could have swamp rock in one part and like that's where like the water rides would be. And you can have rock and roll and that's where like all the cool like Steel Phantom type rides are. And then you could have like Jazz Land with some really racist jazz statues. That could be like the smooth, cool rides are. You have like Hip Hop Land, Funk Land, which would just be like out of this world, like space fucking roller coasters and shit. You can have like country music where they could be, I don't know, driving their big old trucks in the mud. And you could have like demolition derbies there and shit. What other genres could you have? The pop, like all the, I think that would be really fucking cool. Like the bluegrass part of the park, I would be there all the time. And I don't know if that's something that exists in the world. It's probably way too expensive to pull off. But if that does exist, let me know. And if it doesn't, somebody with some deep pockets like that Bazooka Joe, you should do that. And I really just want to go to the theme park so I can take my daughter. Have you seen my daughter? She wants to ride the teacups. I know she's in her 40s, but I'm still a papa for my daughter. My daughter.
Oh, yeah, you be 40. They did all those fucking weird versions of songs. Like I like that Elvis song, Can't Help Falling in Love. And I guess I like this song, too. It's on my iPod. This just reminds me of, like, leaving Beaver Valley Mall while it's like about to close and everyone's just, like, shutting their gates.
I am wearing some gloves in the kitchen.
The really gross burrito guy at Mad Max put his 2 weeks in, so... 2 weeks from now, it'll be safe to order a burrito there again because the disgusting guy that doesn't wear gloves and just doesn't wash his hands ever, it won't be working there. He told me and Alan, the kitchen manager, because the employee bathroom was broken, we had to get a new toilet. And he was like, oh, I'm fucking pissed. I gotta take my apron off when I go to the bathroom. It's like, what? You disgusting fucking pig. But yeah, he's quitting, so it shouldn't be so gross to... get a burrito there now that he's not there. Yeah, it's just some people, man. Like, wear fucking gloves, wash your hands. Like, you're serving people food. Just imagine how dirty that guy's home life is. That's what he does at fucking work. And then the managers will tell him to put gloves on. He's like, oh, don't tell me how to live my life. And it's like, dude, you're being disgusting. Like, wear fucking gloves. It takes a split second to put a glove on. Do you want to go somewhere and have somebody just dumping their hand in your food, you fucking dick? Ugh. Ah, if anyone knows what video game this is, I will give them props. Some of you should know what this is. I played this game religiously. If you know what this is, you better know what this is. I hope you guys do. I hope the two of you that definitely should know what this is, know what this is. Come on, man. That's me in my fucking recliner and my Ren and Stimpy shorts playing Sky Shark. That's from fucking Sky Shark, one of the funnest Nintendo games there are. And yeah, I have fucking video game music on my iPod. Who doesn't? I also have this. Rocko's Modern Life. Love Rocko's Modern Life. Rocko's Modern Life. Rocko, Mrs. Fishhead. Rocko's Modern Life was fucking awesome. It really was. That just happened to play right after Sky Shark, which was perfect. So perfect. Yeah. God, I'm trying to find one more thing. I'm just... my driving playlist, which I said before, last episode, or the episode before, is way too long. I'm trying to flip through to find one more good one before I exit the episode. I don't know. I might not find something suitable. Come on. Get something good. Good for the episode. Of course all the music's good. Fuck kidding me and Garrett. There we go. Some Kid Rock. I am the Booga. I am the Booga. I am free. Kid Rock's music should always be playing at a strip club. Shitty rock music makes any girl like 10 times hotter. That and pantyhose. Oh, dude, I fucking love pantyhose, dude. It instantly increases my attraction to anybody by like a million. I don't know. I just love them. They're fucking, they get me going good. They get me going good, dude. Just like a Mountain Dew in the shower. Yeah, dude. Boom. Oh, Don Henley. Oh, yeah, Don Henley. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got the internet. Oh, no, Don Henley. Oh. Ugh.
Here's a song called You Ain't No Pimp.
Turn off the lights. Hit the lights, nigga. Oh, shit. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Turn your punk ass off. I'm not into it, man. What the fuck you drinking? What the fuck you doing?
That's You Ain't No Pimp. Oh, I'll leave you with this. This is Little Guitar's intro by Van Halen. That'll be it. So that was the amusement park episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed doing it.
Did that do it for you, baby? Does your zipper still suck? That's no good. Go to bed. You working that zipper, bitch?
Yeah, but thanks for listening. I always appreciate it. And as always, oh yeah, and like I said, welcome to season 30, bitches. You mortal scum. I hold you, Sephi Megaloids, in the highest esteem. But yeah, and as always, keep shaking those motherfucking knees, bitch. Zip! And now it's time for another erotic poem. Wiffle skull. Waffle bat. Angry areolas, dipping biscuit, broken glass, rummage sale, rummage pale, vampire vein, Schrodinger's cat, elbow weiss, Dunberry grease, lipstick coffin, ejaculating often, muskrat love, doorknob glove, putting on the mitt, eating Ritz, tiny little spiders, pieces of a saw that's miter, rotated tires, unrequited desires, slam dunk, donkey trunk, elephant queef, Indian chief, red-chested
Randy.
I think I already did that one.
Randy.
Strobe light circus. Vodka circuit. Potato screen. Single finger banana. Sun lotion ocean, dragnet potion, zipping up your jeans, exploding your spleen. 9 a.m., street sign bent. There's an alligator in my air vent. Lapdog, London. Trifecta, onion. Blooming in the lurch. Lurching in the church. There is no bride. There is no groom. Only a mop and a broom. Eric Clapton, bad influence. In excess, need a new something. Power switch, lightning ditch, hereditary ankle, star that is spangled, whiffle skull.
Hey.